to Captain Toad of Forgotten Era. I think that's right, it's my podcast now.
Captain Toad.
I was expecting so many things and none of them were this.
The real treasure was the friends we tracked along the way.
Using our jail ankle monitors.
I can't believe Lena went so high she broke her mic.
Lena, are you there?
Oh, did she actually break the mic?
I'm just laughing really hard.
We need to get Toad off this ship ASAP.
So anyway,
I'm Lena. We're playing the interstitial hearts intertwined. Riley Hopkins, Rev Rybrand, Lena, she, her, they, them, GM.
Oh, Isaiah, he, they, playing Salus.
Nathan, he, him, Solaritus.
Hi, I'm Rem. My pronouns are she, they, and I'm playing Asa, whose pronouns are she, her.
Participate in the bit.
Combo breaker. Vale, he, they, Nyx.
Did you say Dix?
No, I said Nyx, but I forgot Nyx's name when I was about to say it, so I was like, fuck.
Alright, Thea.
I, Theodore Monk, he, him, playing Zeneca the Chosen, of sound mind and body, would like to apologize for what I am about to do.
Oh, no.
I, down this here street, have found a strange libation entitled Pickleback Vodka, Pickle-Infused Vodka. I, on air, will now try this beverage, and if I die, and
no
the Lord's...
food noises!
And the Lord sees fit to take my soul, none of you get my shit.
Damn it.
Are you sure I can't have your transatlantic accent?
Wow, that sucks.
Did you actually drink pickle vodka for real?
Wow, that really sucks. That's really bad.
I do believe that you drank pickle vodka.
That's what you get
vodka.
For...
That sucks. I don't like this.
I think he actually did.
I'm gonna look up if pickle vodka is a real thing.
It is!
Theo, you did make me Google libation because I had not heard that word in a hot minute.
God, it gets worse the longer it sits in the back of my tongue. There's aftertaste upon aftertaste.
Theo, get some water immediately.
I already had some.
So,
no, I already drank plenty of water earlier today. That'll make up for it.
All I've got left is this.
That's not how that works.
God. Oh, the aftertaste is sort of getting me.
Okay, so it definitely was not a bit. You did actually drink. All right, so what happened last time?
We didn't kill Dr. Facilier somehow.
Yeah.
We were somehow able to avoid murdering a person.
We play like reverse Russian roulette with our villains, where like they usually die, but occasionally we're like, you can go.
You can just leave if you want.
You got lucky.
Also, Solaritus has a new shadow.
Oh, yep.
Oh my god, that's right.
So, now Solaritus has two Shadow Solaritus's.
We also sealed the keyhole in the bayou by actually going to the city, but that's fine.
We helped a wedding.
Yeah, I mean, and the
we
keyhole
were
was,
frogs.
Was in the bayou, so...
That's true.
I did not kill anyone. Not for lack
and
of
we're all
threat.
Very proud of you. Okay, well...
We're less proud of you. But still proud of you.
Yeah.
Nyx was judgmental about, oh god, what's his name? It's not Fiero. Oh, that's wicked.
Facilier?
No!
Naveen?
Naveen! Yeah. Nyx was judging Naveen the whole time and was like, I treat my boyfriend better.
Okay. with the recap done, we're doing a Gami episode.
Feels like we haven't done one of these in a while, but I have no idea if that's true.
We literally did it 3 episodes ago.
A lot of things in a while.
Okay, well,
technically, for our listeners, we did a Gummy episode 3 episodes ago.
Fitz, all right. May I set the scene? So, we stand in the holodeck, which Solaris feels is better for this kind of training than our actual like workout training room. And he is intently staring at his hand, just motionlessly, while also his shadows are also staring at his hand. Not their hands, his hand. They're not really helping. He's just staring intently.
Nyx is definitely, like, in the room, like, in, like, a hollow chair, and just sort of, like, admiring, like, I see, this is how you're going to do this.
If I stare at my hands long enough, Solaris shout, it'll just show up, right?
Oh, no. No, sweetheart.
What if I'm thinking about it really hard?
That's actually part of it.
Okay.
Okay,
but you can't think about it too hard.
I think Nyx is gonna sort of stand up and walk over, like, almost like a duck-duck-goose thing, like, he pats the Shadow Solaris on the head, and then stops and, like, sort of, like, pats Solaris on the head, and I was like, okay, alright, I'm a better Keyblader than Nahlia, and I could probably beat Salus in a fight. I'm announcing myself a master, and so...
by the way.
Huh?
Nahlia just off in the distance is like, you can't even summon your Keyblade right now.
Salus is just in the kitchen, like, reading a book, and then just, like, very subtly, like, her head pops up.
She's like, I feel I've been challenged somewhere.
I feel a disturbance.
All right, so. You have an important thing already to summon your Keyblade, which means you have your heart currently. Very important.
This is true.
All right. So, I know things are complicated right now, and you haven't called your siblings in a long time. But how do you feel when you think about them?
Conflicted. Because on the one hand, overwhelming happiness and pride. But on the other hand, it's like, it's a little scary. It's a lot scary.
If it's okay with you, Nathan, I think, I think Nyx is going to sort of reach out to try and put, like, an arm around Solaris's waist.
This is fine.
And, I think he's gonna bring him in for a half hug. He's like, okay, bad example. this is gonna sound arrogant. How do you feel about me?
Well, I love you.
He said it. Oh my god. Studio audience.
I don't think Nyx was prepared to hear that. So I think he sort of, like, looks to the side and he's sort of, like, panicking a little bit and then looks back and he's like, I got this. It's fine. It's cool. Alright, okay. I love you too. So, okay. Let's say that I was in danger. I didn't see an enemy coming from my back. Right? You have nothing in your hands. You need to get rid of this enemy before something bad happens to me. How do you feel? How do you feel in that moment?
Okay. Use your words, Solaris. Directly adjacent. Use your words, Nathan. I would feel really, like, angry that someone would try to hurt you. And then I think I'd feel really protective. And I'm getting worked up just thinking about it. And, like, something flashes in Solaritus's hand for a split second before vanishing. Holy shit!
All right, see, you're feeling your heart. You're feeling your heart there. And you're manifesting your will in your hand. All right. So, you two. And he's going to sort of, like, point at the shadows. And then he's going to look at Solaritus, because I'm not sure if they'll listen to him.
they'll listen. They listen.
Okay. All right. Solaritus. These two are going to come on my back, and you're going to try and summon your Keyblade so that they don't end up hitting me. Okay?
Oh. Okay. All right.
And remember, like, if you can't do it...
This is an exercise.
Yeah, it is. If you can't do it, that's okay, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And Nyx is going to walk to, like, the far end of the room and turn his back.
The shadows attack!
All right. Action, I guess, and the shadows are kind of sprinting at Nyx. And... Solaritus is, like, psyching himself up, and he leaps in front of them, in front of Nyx's back, and nothing appears in his hand, and he kind of gets, they both kind of just accidentally punch him in the
punch
face.
Nyx or Solaritus?
Solaritus.
You take a harm.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Okay, it didn't work, Solaritus says, picking himself up. Literally, the shadows help. It didn't work.
So Nyx is going to turn back around and sort of, and nod, and sort of, he looks concerned that you got punched in the face. And, if it's okay, Nyx is going to reach out and sort of, just sort of, like, I guess cup his cheek.
Yeah, this is fine.
Listen, I'm all about consent in gamings. It's important to bring Solaritus
your table. Is definitely gay panicking right now.
He's the one who said I love you.
Exactly.
But like that just
Honey,
you know
you
and
join the Columbia Record Club? Whoa.
I'm not ready for that kind of a commitment.
Deep cut.
And
can't wait to get the two.
I think he's just gonna say, "All right, it didn't work this time, but we saw it before. We know that you can do it." So, all right. So you're feeling angry and worked up. Anger is. Can't believe I'm saying this. Anger is an easy emotion. It's really easy to get angry about something, you know. I can just think of a certain somebody who stormed off and makes me mad because he could have faced things with people. But, you know, he used to tell me that the anger, the darkness is dangerous. And it is. But it's also a shortcut. And if we take the shortcut, we can learn how to do it the proper way, too. It's just a little reckless. You know what I'm saying?
I think so.
Okay. So, we can try... The manifesting your will nice, slow way. Or we can try anger.
Nyx is just going to convert everyone in the party to using darkness. Literally Emperor Palpatine over here.
I'm just moving back to my old playbook. God.
I came into this world as the dark and I'm going out as the dark.
I think I understand what you're getting at, but for some reason, it's... I feel like it's important to me to do this the right way. Wow, that is the first time in my life I've ever said I didn't want to take a shortcut.
I kind of knew you'd say that, and it kind of makes me really happy. All right, so, the right way, the long way. Okay, let's do some meditation. And it's gonna suck.
Got it. Sitting still. Oh no.
Oh, it's worse. I'm gonna make you sit still in an off position. He's gonna put you in horse stance.
Oh no.
And
the poor horse.
And unless you have anything else to add, Nathan, I think this is a good cut of the scene.
That feels like a really good cut for the scene, yeah.
Oh god. Oh god. My legs hurt just looking at that.
Yeah, it's basically a fucking big squat.
It's a big squat that you're meant to hold. And
oh god.
I think the longest I've held horse stance was 30 minutes.
Holy shit.
But there are people expecting to hold it for like 2 hours.
I have chosen to stop looking at this pose.
Did y'all not know about
horse stance? Wow. Oh. No, I do not know
things.
I'm not physically fit, even a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I was pretty bold of them to name this stance after a mythical creature.
Look, I only know about exercises if they're moves in Ring Fit Adventure, okay?
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's literally the only thing.
I mean, well, y'all just aren't ready to make beef.
Clearly none of y'all have ever done Taekwondo.
No. I did, but we didn't call it horse stance.
Really?
Oh, what did they call it?
We called it, I'm sorry, Isaiah, you can't get your black belt.
You had to do horse stance for 30 minutes just to get your yellow, in my thing.
Yeah, see, that was not a requirement where I did it.
Gotcha.
All right, okay, so we want to do the next scene.
Yep.
In horse stance.
Where do you think Asa is right now?
Well, I was thinking training, but that doesn't work.
Yeah, that spot is, well, you know what?
Well,
there's the
acoustic training room, and then there's the electric training room.
Yeah.
The acoustic training
That's
room.
That's a
right
real
now,
good.
I'm yeah, there's the it. Holodeck.
Actually,
and then there's
yeah,
the actual...
I think she's in the holodeck, and...
Well, no, the holodeck is occupied.
Yeah.
What? I mean, these don't have to take place at the same time.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Wait,
yeah.
Fuck,
this
I thought
this
they
could
were
be
in the
anachronistic.
One.
No, they're in the electric one.
Fuck. Okay.
Man.
Then yeah, let's do the Asa classic. She's fucking wailing on some dummies.
Some gummy dummies.
Some gummy dummies.
And Solaritas is like, please, I'm in horse stance, stop it!
Rude! I can't believe you called Solaritas dumb.
So, Salus comes in, and she sees her wailing. And she goes, oh, hey, Asa. I wanted to talk to you for a little bit, if that's alright.
Fire!
I'll take that as a yes.
Slowly notices Salus in the room.
Salus does a little wave.
Oh, hey Salus. Sorry, I was getting kind of into it.
Oh yeah, I look. I know what it's like to get in the zone. All right, you don't have to explain that to me. So I wanted to check in with you, see how you're doing.
I've gotten a lot better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, watch! She fucking throws, like, a darkness flare.
Yeah. Asa goes, yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. So,
what do you mean?
You're using the darkness now?
Yeah. It's not as bad as Nalia told us.
So, So let me ask, when did you start using it?
Well, shortly after we started this, I realized I kept losing fights, and Nyx kept winning them, or I guess it was Milo at the time. They were using darkness, and I wasn't. So clearly that was the disparity.
And you came to this conclusion on your own?
Mostly? Everyone else kind of tried to talk me out of it. Except Nyx. He was kind of gung-ho.
And Nyx back then was named Milo?
Yeah.
Nyx the nobody.
Yeah.
And
they weren't a nobody back then.
Okay, so you saw this cool guy named Milo use the darkness and saw how cool it was going. And then he lost his heart. And that wasn't a wake-up call for you?
Well, that's because he couldn't control it. I can.
Listen, I'm not an expert in this sort of thing, because I try to stay away from it, but from what everyone has told me and from everything I've seen, you do control it until you don't, and then it can control you.
Asa,
look, Asa, oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say Asa's like pausing and thinking about it. And, like, she's clearly, like, rolling it over in her head.
Look, Asa, I just want to make sure that you don't follow too closely in Nyx's footsteps. Because you might end up in the same place they are now.
Strong as fuck.
Nyx just walks past the training room, like, eating a donut.
Damn, stuff. Good counter-argument.
Asa, have you ever heard of the Ship of Theseus?
Oh, God.
God damn it.
I can never escape
it. If you slowly replace all of the gummy blocks, is it the same gummy ship?
The gummy Ship of Theseus?
I didn't even think of it like that.
I was going to say, I have heard of the Ship of Theseus, but you should explain it anyway for some reason. Look, Asa, I care about you. I don't want to see you get hurt. And that's the problem. Stuff like this, it comes from hurt. So the stronger you get, the more you'll hurt. And the more you'll hurt, the stronger you'll get, and the more you'll hurt.
Salus, I don't want to see that happen. And I don't understand how bad it was before this. There was a lot of hurt, and it was hurt that I could have stopped if I was stronger. And now I am, and you saw how I was able to protect our friends. I wouldn't have been able to do that.
I think there are other ways of protecting people that don't require the same kind of strength.
And I don't have those kinds of strength.
I don't agree, Asa.
I think Asa turns around and starts fighting the dummy again.
And Salus sort of steals herself a little bit, and then she goes, I've never told you this before, Asa, but when we were young, I sort of looked up to you.
So Asa doesn't verbally respond, but the camera angle shows her face. And she definitely, like, her face has gone from, like, angry to suddenly sad. She doesn't say it.
I thought you were the coolest person in the world. You had this, what's the word? You had this flair about you that no one else had. It was uniquely Asa. And I just thought that was great.
I'm still Asa. She's like slowly stopped fighting the dummy.
You are still Asa.
Say less.
But there's... What's up?
Nothing.
Okay, I thought you were going to say more.
No, I was just making fun of Salus.
You are still Asa, but there's... If you go too far down this road, there will be a part of you you'll have to leave behind. And I don't want it to be the part that I looked up to so much.
I don't know how to respond to that. What if the part that you looked up to was the part that was holding me back?
Then I guess you'll have to choose if it's... I guess you'll have to decide which direction it's holding you back from and if that's a direction you want to move. Because I think that part of you is trying to push you in a different direction, and I think it's a better direction. But it's ultimately your choice.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is. Excuse me. And she's gonna kind of walk past Salus, like, towards the kitchen. And, like, right before she's out of view of, like, the camera shot, one tear goes down her face.
I think that's a great place to end the scene.
Alright, next scene.
God damn.
Next scene.
That was great, Rem.
Yay!
Yeah, that was very good.
That's right.
We literally kept, like, staring at each other, like, holy shit, when you kept saying shit.
Yeah, every time you fucking cool. Dragged Asa to filth.
I'm about to gut this lesbian like a fish.
Wow, I can't believe this straight on gay violence.
During Pride Month, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah!
I'm so sorry.
What the fuck?
I can't believe Salus is homophobic.
In a scene in which she says she looked up to a lesbian.
So.
It's all right, my time!
Oh, God, no.
Fuck. Well, see, that's a good intro. Hold on, let me take a quick sip of my beverage. Why did I think it'd be better the second time?
You knew it wouldn't.
Yeah. So we thought about it a little bit before the recording, and we probably weren't gonna just straight up murder Toad, but like we don't have a prison on this ship, and so Zeniko is probably outvoted as to where they're going to keep Toad. So I think the camera focuses in on Zeniko is like sitting on the table that's in the library, as is her bisexual prerogative to sit in places where sitting is not allowed. And she's just cross-legged up on the table with a book in her lap, and she's just very pointedly tapping her temple while the, I think actually the golden part of her hair is glowing, and the audio starts to swarm in, and Toad is just like shouting. He's just doing his Toad voice. I don't know what he's saying, but I think that's what that she's just like. He's like singing something.
Oh my god.
Well, Lena, what would Toad be singing?
It's the one of the new Super Mario Bros. Overworld things.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the one in the forest. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. No, wait, that's Super Mario 64.
Jump Up Superstar.
Yeah, I was trying to think of...
Jump Up Superstar!
I think finally Zeniko just claps the book shut and then just turns to him on the table. Is like, so, are you ready to talk yet?
She's saying...
What?
I'm always ready to talk.
Yeah, that's the thing about him.
Yeah, we noticed that by that point. I mean, I think she like looks at the door, briefly contemplating sneaking out and throwing him out the airlock before talking back to him. And she's like, "Why? Okay, so you're not gonna tell us about what Nolly is doing, if you even know?
I probably don't.
Yeah, honestly, that tracks. So I'm going to ask you something different, and I'm hopefully, maybe, I can extricate something mildly useful out of it.
Okay.
How did you get roped into Nalia's scheme?
Because I'm evil.
Oh, okay, no, God. That's why. How did you get roped into Nalia's scheme? Lane, I swear to fucking God, please yes and me. This is the only thing I've got.
I'm trying really hard to think of a reason why she would pick Toad of everyone possible to be on her evil squad.
I was gonna say, Lena, you have put some thought into this, right?
No, I have not.
You were like, we're gonna do a scene where Zeneca and Toad talk to each other in interrogation style. I think it'll be fine to fully improv.
He's like,
she wanted somebody that people wouldn't expect.
Okay, but how did she find you then?
She went to this world with like this weird puppet guy. And he's never getting in Smash, and
Zeneca's immediately waving her hand saying, like, okay, I'm immediately unfamiliar with half the words in the sentence you just said.
You should explore more worlds, bucko.
Gee, I wish we could explore freely instead of always getting trapped into, like, three worlds at a time by our shitty piloting computer.
Well, you should have turned off video game settings.
What? Wait, we can do that?
Not now.
Was gonna say campaign immediately becomes open world.
Irrelevant. So she finds you, but like, but why do you think she took you on?
Because she needed help.
And why did you?
Why did I agree?
I mean, yeah. If you say, and I think as he opens his mouth, she like puts his finger to his lips. It's like, if you say because I'm evil, I'm gonna cut you up and put you into a dish.
Oh God!
He did
because
it all
because I agree
stars.
With her cause.
Okay, what? I think Zeneca actually leans back and kind of like sort of looking up thoughtfully and looks back and it's like, what cause?
Reset the world.
No, that's what she's wanting to do though. Like yeah. Toad. This is honestly kind of embarrassing to admit. I'm only just now realizing we have run up against her plan for months now and gotten into lethal situation after lethal situation opposing her. And even from the beginning, we were part of some weird, obscure part of this puzzle that we were pawns she expected to sacrifice in the opening play. But I'm only realizing now, I don't know, we have not been told what her fucking play is. And I've never thought about it. So, you've worked with her. What is the play? Reset the worlds? Why?
I think he kind of drops his annoying Toad voice and he's like, because we've all experienced the horrors that these worlds can create. And if we just put them back to the beginning, then maybe we can create a better one.
I think Zeneca kind of tips her head to the side, and the golden glow in the hair actually accelerates? I don't know words. And I think she's like, what makes you think that it would be better?
You don't know until you try.
Yeah, but I think she pauses, and then I think she, after a moment, starts to laugh a little bit. And kind of turns on the table again, sort of sits back a little bit, and she's like, I was about to ask you what about her made you want to go on her side, but I mean, I'm the one who signed up for her classes and 2 weeks later went on a life or death mission at her bidding. So I think that kind of speaks to just how good she is at this garbage.
Yeah, being a MILF does that.
Okay, Toad. The slicing up thread is still on the table. I will make you into ravioli if I feel like it.
Fair.
guess we've both been a little bit used by Nalia. I do want to ask you a question. I don't know if it's my last one, but...
So many questions!
Yeah, guess what, asshole? You're in my fucking room right now.
I didn't agree to this.
Neither did I! You think I wanted to hear you sing I Got a Pocket Full of Sunshine for 9 hours? Why do you only know the one lyric?
I have very bad memory.
Why do I not just take one of these books to the kitchen? I'm just realizing that was an option. Do you think Nalia is even going to try to rescue you?
Statistically, probably not.
Then why do you think she's capable of making a better world? You joined her side because you said you saw cruelty in the worlds we have now. But the woman who brought you to this conclusion is going to leave you to die here. Well, not die. We're not going to kill you. I was lying about that. But for all she knows, she's leaving you here on your own. Does that seem like someone capable of making a better world? And I'd like to roll convince somebody.
Okay.
I want to save Toad.
That is not a sentence I ever thought I would hear.
Oh, that's plus heart, right?
Yep.
2d6 plus 1. Oh, fuck, I forgot. It's supposed to be in the fucking, my bad. Okay, so that's a 6. I would like to spend a link to reroll.
Okay.
I'm going to spend... Who the fuck is Odie? Oh, that's right, that was the dude. That was one of the dudes.
No, it's
Mama Odie.
Mama Odie.
Yeah, Mama Odie.
I just wrote Odie, and so I looked at that, and I'm like, when did we go to Garfield? Alright, I'm gonna spend my Mama Odie. I was so confused. And I'm gonna try to re-roll one of those, that one. So that is immediately a 5. So I've got a 4, a 5, plus 1, that's a 10.
Okay.
That is a full success. So until he's in danger, he'll do it, which I guess means he'll see the point I'm trying to make, at the least.
Yeah. He's like, I guess you have a good point there.
I mean, hey, stick around. That happens on occasion. Not all the time, but I am infrequently known for my...
I don't intend on sticking around.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, listen, all the threats aside, we'll... God, I can't believe I'm willing to risk this, but... I think the golden glow dies a little bit, and it returns to sort of an even shading across. She's like, we'll find a place to drop you off safely, unharmed.
So Toad's like, okay, can I use the bathroom real quick?
You absolutely the fuck may not, but here. And I think she reaches behind one of the bookshelves and pulls out a bag of potato chips and offers it to him.
Okay, fine, he takes the potato chips.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out that bathroom situation. And I think as the camera starts to zoom away and they both eat some potato chips, she's like, what the fuck does a toad pee anyway?
I feel like Salus has words for Nyx.
Vala, do you have an idea of how you want to start the scene?
I think Nyx is trying to cook. Keyword, trying.
It said to fold the cheese. I don't know what that means.
I think currently, at least, like, he's doing an easy part. Like, he's giving potatoes.
So I think Salus comes in, and she goes, hey, what smells like it's cooking?
I'm boiling an onion in water for soup. It's supposed to make the water taste a little bit oniony. I think.
That doesn't sound right, but I don't know enough about cooking to really say either way.
I mean, I don't either. So, like, Who knows?
Well, there's one way to find out. So how are you doing, Nyx?
I mean, it's a mixed bag right now, really.
Would you say it's a Nyx bag? And she finger guns.
Oh, that was actually really good, and I'm really mad that was really good, Salus. But he just sort of nods. He's like, yeah, I guess I'd call it a mixed bag. I mean, you're probably super sad too, so who am I to talk?
She goes, yeah, I'm not at my peak, I guess, but I don't know how else to say it. I'm kind of used to it, I guess. Like, I assume what you're talking about is the whole Ember not being here thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Ember has not been here for me for a very long time. You know, so I've had some time to get used to the idea.
Okay.
It's actually funny. I was starting to think I might never see him again. I was starting to think that maybe we missed our window, you know, and it was over, and then. The next thing I know, I'm waking up from a long sleep and he's staring right at me. So, honestly, I'm doing okay.
I'm glad.
So, I get the idea that you want to talk about him.
I mean, if you don't want to talk about him, that's fine. I mean, he was... I never really got to see you train. My dad talked about you a lot, actually.
Oh, yeah? You say good things, I hope?
Yeah, honestly. A lot of great things about you.
Salus is looking very pleased to hear that. She doesn't even know who your dad is. She just likes compliments.
That's great. I love that.
Me IRL.
His stuff was always, it always felt like a big deal, you know, like that he talked about you so much, it was wild. So I wanted to be like a master, kind of like you, and then I met Ember. And Ember was this super cool guy.
I think he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he is.
So... The last time you talked about him, you mentioned the way he changed over time. I have a feeling your relationship with him is different from mine. I mean, obviously, I dated him, so it's gonna be different, but you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, so like, I looked up to him as, like, everything that I wasn't. He was this super cool guy that felt like he had it together. It felt like people liked him. It felt like he had everything that I didn't have. And then I realized that he didn't. He wasn't this super cool kid. He was a guy. And I was angry about it. I was actually really angry about it. You know? It was like figuring out that this thing that you thought was so above you was just like you bought a gold statue and it ended up being made out of clay, you know?
Did you feel betrayed by him?
No. If I'm being honest, I felt betrayed by myself.
Bullshit.
Because he was everything that I wanted to be. And then I saw that I put him up on his pedestal, and he was just as sad as I was.
You know, I think you can still look up to him if you want. He doesn't have to be this gold statue. He can be a clay statue that has value in it. It could be well sculpted, or it could have these little imperfections that just make it more real. Or you could look up to the version of him that he was trying to be. Because I haven't spoken to him in a while, so I can't say this with certainty, but from what you've told me, the vibe I'm getting is that he wasn't everything you wanted to be. He was trying to be everything he wanted to be. And I think you can still look up to that if you want.
Honestly, I think so too. And I guess I'm just mad. I'm mad that he left. Because he... So, Solaritus is my boyfriend, and I really care about him. And I do, and it's...
Yeah.
And I know that's hard to believe, and sometimes I struggle with it, because I literally don't have a heart anymore. But, like, I care about him so much. But it's weird. Because, like, when I think about Ember, I think about, like, wanting to get better. You know? For Solaritus, I want to be a good person. For Ember, I want to be the best. So, like, he can acknowledge me, too.
I think Salus smiles a little bit. Because she's remembering the conversation she just had with Asa. And she's thinking about how she felt about Asa and Ember when they were kids. And so she goes, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And I think it's, I mean, it's great to have someone you care about. And it's okay if that person doesn't inspire you in the same way. And I also think it's okay if the people who inspire you don't turn out to be everything you wanted them to be.
Thanks, Sales.
So, listen, I was... When you guys asked, I was being coy earlier when I said that Ember and I dated. Ember and I were soulmates.
Okay.
We really believed that we shared a destiny. We thought we would both become Keyblade Masters and we would explore the worlds together. And then only one of us became a Keyblade Master, and I had to leave him behind. And that sucks. And then we found him, and then he left. And that sucks too. But I'm still going to care about him, no matter what happens. And I'm still going to look up to the people in my life who didn't turn out to be quite as cool as I thought they were. Because that's what you have to do. You know, you just have to keep moving as close as you can to your ideals. Live as close you can to the life you wanted to live. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
I'm glad we had this conversation, Nyx.
Me too. I'm really sorry that I didn't like you when you first came.
Sales laughs. She goes, that's all right. It happens. I don't always make the best first impressions. But I like to think I make a pretty good second impression.
I think you're right on that. And I think that's a good place. Like, the water starts boiling over in the pot, and then see.
Ah, shit!
I think they both sort of rush to get to it.
Yeah.
Yo, I really like right.
It's great.
Were you trying to boil chicharrones? So I think with Celeritas, after several hours in the horse stance, just a pool of sweat beneath them, finally hears just the chomp of a potato chip, and if he turns, just sees Zeneca leaning in the doorway, just watching him.
Toad is leaning in the doorway as well.
I was gonna excuse that she'd like
he's not gonna talk, but I do love the idea that he's just there watching.
That is fair.
Because
like
nobody
that.
Trusted to leave him alone.
That's real.
She tried talking Asa and Salus into watching him. Didn't work. Oh, if he turns, she just nods like, "So,
hey, how long have you been standing there?"
I mean, like a few minutes.
Oh, cool. Hey, can you do me a solid?
Yeah.
Catch me. And Celertus starts to collapse.
Don't do this with my mouth full.
Roll protect from harm.
Yeah!
Defend from harm.
That's a 9. Okay.
It costs you. Expose yourself to James danger or the GM makes a move.
I choke on my potato chip a little bit.
Take a harm.
Thank you.
Oh. Yeah. Fuck. Chip in the wrong plane. Anyway, yeah, what... I mean, as entertaining as that was, why were you doing, like, the world's deepest squat?
Apparently it's called horse stance. I had never heard of it before. I was meditating in it.
What the fuck is a horse?
I don't actually know.
This is the other thing Zeneca never encountered in a world.
But yeah, I've been doing this for a while because I've been meditating, and at this point Celertus has managed to pull himself up. And now you can see that his shadows are also actually like collapsed on the ground unconscious.
Why was
they
your
dropped
shadow?
Out about an hour ago.
Why was your shadow also? Never mind. So why are you meditating when it's way more fun to just let your thoughts do what they want?
Nyx was giving me pointers about how to summon a Keyblade.
I think Zeneca cocks her head at that because she genuinely wasn't expecting that. She's like, huh. I mean, I guess that makes a roundabout sort of sense.
I mean, everyone else can or could do it. I figured it was about time I caught up. You know, you can only kick coffee mugs at people's heads so many times.
I mean, yeah, eventually you want to kick a Keyblade at them.
Yeah. I'm not going to use my Keyblade like a real Keyblade when I get it.
No, I think that's entirely in character for you, friendo.
Thank you.
I mean, what do you think's holding you back?
I don't know.
I mean, let me put it this way. Back when I was... And I think the blue streak kind of flares up a little bit. She looks off to the side, and she takes a deep breath and swallows, and she looks at him and says, back when I was training with my brother, way back when, occasionally we'd, like, try something out of the ordinary. We'd do, like, some crazy training routine. And if it wasn't working, it was usually because there was some muscle wanting to do something else. There was some resistance somewhere along our meat bodies. What do you think is the resistance in your non-meat body?
You mean like, why am I having, what else do I want to do other than summon a Keyblade?
I mean more, what part of you is going the other way? What part of you doesn't want to, doesn't think you should, is wanting to do something radically different?
I don't know. Maybe it's my memories.
I think Zeneca, when she'd previously just been kind of hunching down to look at him. I think she finally just falls back on her, just falls, like, sits back, and she's like, do you want to talk about that, or?
I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I just haven't, yes.
Well, I walked into that one. And I think she points over her shoulder and sees Toad still standing there in the doorway. And she shrugs and looks back at Solaritus. I don't think she knows if he's noticed Toad yet.
He has not.
Also keep in mind, Toad is still very tiny.
He's like, I mean, if you want to share, go ahead and share.
I mean, like, it's just when... Whenever I think back on my past, which I do a lot, it happens, I just get really conflicted and confused, and it just keeps happening. Like, how do I make it so that my brain accepts that this thing is real, and also that this thing is real, when one of these things isn't real, and also maybe both aren't real? That was terribly explained.
To be fair, I did use meat bodies earlier, so I think we're on a... I think we've set a precedent.
Fair enough. You know, sometimes I'm really jealous of you and Nyx.
Oh, Zeniger raises her eyebrow at that. She's like, why? I mean... To be fair, I understand why you're jealous of Nyx. Smoking hot bod, master of, admittedly, evil magic. But why me?
Because, well, I don't know if you've, because despite everything that has happened with both of you guys, you still literally carry your families with you.
Oh, I'm not sure how Zeniger responds to that. Give me a second.
Now you know how I feel.
I think the blue completely shorts out, but instead of the gold cutting in, the center cut green stripe just, like, starts glowing a little bit. Like, and just both her eyebrows go up, because she's like, what the fuck?
I mean, like... really doesn't get more literal about that than it does with you guys, because Nyx still carries his father's weapon and is doing more good with it than his father ever did. And you, the way you use your power, it seems like it's just like your family, but you're using it well. You're saving people's lives with it. It's like you're carrying the very best of it. And I'm just carrying all of it? None of it? I don't know.
I think Zeneca's just been kind of gobsmacked. Like, her jaw is not dropped, but it's like... she's just so incredibly uncertain what to make of this. And meanwhile, the green patch of her hair in the center is just... or I guess the whole green. Everything that's not the stripes is just glowing.
Holy shit, she's going Super Saiyan.
Because I think specifically that bit about, like, the best of them is, like, what's catching her completely off guard. And I think she finally laughs, and she sort of hops up onto her feet. I think she leans over, and I think she kisses Solaritus on the top of his head and pats him on the shoulder. It's like, don't ever change, Postboy. And I think she starts to walk away, but then partway through another thought occurs to her, and she looks over her shoulder without turning around. It's like, you know what I mentioned about that sort of the muscle block, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how my brother always got me out of it?
How?
I'm going to strike to subdue.
Good shit.
That's mastery. What is my mastery? It's nothing. That's a 9, which actually is about ideal for me. I'm thinking of which of these fits that I want to do best. I'd like to take something from him, his self-doubt. And I think she rapidly turns and goes for like a low sweep kick and forces him to act on instinct and like return to a stance.
Without even thinking, Solertus like hops away, like does a like jump, like jumps up a bit and hops back and is like instantly in a stance.
And I think she smiles at that and just sort of hops back heading toward the door and it's like, gotta stop getting in your way. Don't think about it too much. I think you'll get there. Nothing else. I think you deserve it more than most of us. And I think she looks at the door and goes, where the fuck is Toad?